Welcome to the 2004 Reflection Edition of Indie Newswire on Free Radio Santa Cruz and the Critical Mass Radio Network. My name is Bradley. This compilation features the voices of Metal, Starhawk, Luke Anderson, and Christopher Peace, four visionaries behind the Reclaim the Commons mobilization, which took place June 3rd through 9th in San Francisco. We will also hear some great music, starting with this acoustic rendition of Those Anarcho-Punks Are Mysterious by Against Me.
We're all presidents, we're all congressmen, we're all cops, and waiting with the workers of the world. There is the elite and the dispossessed, and it's only about survival. Who has skill to play the game for all it's worth? Reaching up, scared kind of perfection. Let's try and keep as much emotion out of this as possible. Let's try not to remember any names. We'll do it for a country, for a people, for a more vision. United will make them remember our history, or how we like to be told, how we like to be told. And we rock because us against them. We found our own reasons to sing, and it's so much less confusing when lines are drawn like that. When people are either consumers or revolutionaries, enemies or friends, hanging on the fringes of the cogs in the system. It's just about knowing where everyone stands. All of a sudden, people start talking about guns, talking like they're going to war, 'cause they found something to die for. Start taking back what they stole. Sure, it's every other option, but doesn't make a difference how we get it. Well, do you really fucking get it? No.
From June 6th through 9th, the BIO 2004 annual convention took place in San Francisco, billed as the largest gathering of biotechnology leaders in the world. BIO 2004 invited industry insiders to San Francisco to shape the future of biotechnology. Early on in 2004, the Green Bloc of Sonoma County called for a large grassroots mobilization to disrupt the biotechnology industry organization's annual convention. The mobilization that emerged became known as Reclaim the Commons. A variety of affinity groups and organizations worked together to weave a resilient web of resistance, which included street theater, teach-ins, and direct actions both before and during the BIO convention. In this way, we demonstrated not only what we are against, but also what we are for. Prior to the Reclaim the Commons mobilization, Luke Anderson and I spent some time together in Santa Cruz. Luke is an activist from the UK and author of the best-selling book, Genetic Engineering, Food, and Our Environment. Since 1997, Luke has worked with environmental, social justice, and farming groups around the world, focusing on grassroots resistance to genetic engineering, patents on life, and global economic institutions such as the WTO and the World Bank. The following public service announcement to Reclaim the Commons was recorded inside the studio of Free Radio Santa Cruz.
A At the beginning of June, the genetic engineering industry are going to be having their largest ever meeting in San Francisco, with up to 15,000 delegates expected. Future generations will be looking back to the years that we're living in as the time when human society made the decision about whether or not their world was a genetically engineered one. Already we have animals being turned into drug factories, corn plants engineered with human genes so that the corn contains a rare class of human antibodies that attack sperm, genetically engineered trees, fish, fruits, insects, animals, vegetables and grains, and corporate patents on life. The 30,000 genes now believed to be in the human genome, over 1,000 of these already have corporate patents on them. Getting the sense that the corporate takeover of life has gone way too far? Willing to believe that we can create a movement powerful enough to turn the tide? Thousands from around the world will be coming to San Francisco June 3rd through 9th to reclaim the commons. www.reclaimthecommons.net.
In the months leading up to Reclaim the Commons, I was joined on the phone for live, on-the-air interviews with Metal, Starhawk, Luke Anderson, and Christopher Peace, some of the organizers of June's grassroots mobilization to resist biotechnology and reclaim our commons. Next, you will hear a collage of those four interviews, poetry by Ryan Harvey, and some hip-hop from La Paz Crew. We start with an exploration of what it means to reclaim the commons.
The idea of the commons is an ancient one, and it refers to those things that are our birthright by virtue of being on this planet. The things that are necessary to sustain life, air, water, food, shelter, and in recognition that of the fact that these things have all been privatized and set aside for use by profiteering, we, the people of the world, need to begin standing up, and we have been standing up. We need to reclaim our right to those commons. We need to reclaim our right to clean air and clean water. We need to reclaim our right to healthy food. We need to reclaim the right of all people to have some amount of shelter to dwell in. And we can move beyond those things into what is necessary for a truly healthy life, a decent system of health care, a well-preserved cultural heritage, an unpolluted gene pool. And what we're planning on doing in this mobilization is really staking out our claim to the commons of this planet as the people of this planet. And the coalitions that we'll be forging, we hope to continue building on far beyond this mobilization, really hoping that this mobilization can be a touchstone for a larger movement that will seriously be able to not only challenge corporate power, but reclaim the world that's ours, that we were born into. And that's why our website is reclaimthecommons.net.
The inspiration for this mobilization was the fact that the biotech industry is having its major annual conference in San Francisco, June 6th through 9th, and we decided that we wanted to protest that and try to bring up some of the issues of the irresponsible use of biotechnology and the way that biotechnology, in the way that it sort of takes over things that should be as basic to life as the gene pool that organisms have, the biodiversity of the ecosystems that we live in, and basically privatizes them, takes them over and makes profit from them. And what we wanted to do was use that as a springboard for talking about all the ways that corporations have taken control over some very basic aspects of our lives, and the fact that we want to take it back. We want to reclaim the commons, those things that should be common to us all, because they're the basic things that sustain life, because they're things that are too precious to us, or too beautiful, or too sacred, or too important to simply be seen as a means for profit.
And what are some of the commons?
The air, the water, biological heritage of organisms, our cultural and intellectual heritage, the airwaves, public space, time, you know, all those things that actually make for life and culture, knowledge, education, you know, music.
A window will open, it might open soon, it might open quickly, it might take a few, it might be surprising, it might be assumed, it might come in silence, it might make a boom. A window will open, maybe because of us, we might pry it up out of rage and disgust, we may reach a point in our mutual minds where we can't sit by watching these terrible times. Or it could open a mistake by the few who sit on the top telling us what to do, they may push too far in their war for command, causing people to rise up all over this land. A window will open, it might open soon, it might open quickly, it might take a few, it might be surprising, it might be assumed, it might come in silence, it might make a boom. A window will open that gives us a chance to seize every dream that we've dreamt in the past, to open our hearts and our minds and our hands to achieve the true freedom we're told that we have. A window will open, it might open soon, it might open quickly, it might take a few, it might be surprising, it might be assumed, it might come in silence, it might make a boom. When this window opens, we gotta go through it, there won't be much time, no, we just gotta do it, cause if we sit by, the window might close, and the power we could have will go to our foes. A window will open, it might open soon, it might open quickly, it might take a few, it might be surprising, it might be assumed, it might come in silence, it might make a boom.
Let's get into it. What is Reclaim the Commons and why are people coming out to mobilize?
Well, what's actually happening in that first week of June is the biotech industry, the companies involved in the genetic engineering of food crops, the genetic engineering of animals, genetic engineering of trees, genetic engineering of humans, they're all going to be meeting. It's going to be the largest ever meeting, up to 15,000 industry delegates coming from all over the world. In recent years, pretty much each place they've met, they have been met also by a counter conference and festival of resistance to genetic engineering. And this time they've come to the Bay Area. And it so happens it also coincides with the time when the leaders of the richest 8 countries in the world are meeting off the coast of Georgia. So basically this mobilization it's called Reclaim the Commons because it's basically just looking at all the things that are common to us all, the things that we inherit freely, the things we need to support life on this planet, the air, the water, the public spaces, the political spaces that we've inherited, and all the things that we hold in trust for future generations. And we're looking at biotech and genetic engineering as a case study for just one of the ways in which the commons are being stolen from us by a corporate interest. That's why we call it Reclaim the Commons.
So the Day of Racial Justice is June 7th. What we're doing is we are connecting the dots between racism here in America and how people in the California Youth Authority prison are being tortured just like they are in Iraq. And the system that's put in place here in California in the United States is being exported to Iraq. And so we're showing that it's not really a shock that there are tortures going on here in America as well. What we're going to do is we are starting at 10 a.m. We'll be at the San Francisco Federal Building, and we are going to start there, and then we'll have a march going to the State Building, and we're having folks who have endorsed this, Van Jones from the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, Direct Action to Stop the War is also backing this up, Books Not Bars, and quite a few others. It's going to be really connecting the dots between the system, you know, like I said before, the prison systems here in California, along with Iraq, as well as the G8 and those types of institutions that are the driving force behind these systems.
How about the biotech industry? How does that relate to racial justice in the Bay Area?
One of the things that stand out for me is that the biotech industry itself, they're attempting to take over the global food supply. And how that looks is they're causing farmers to become dependent upon the seeds from the biotech industry. Those type of seeds are called terminator seeds, where a farmer grows a crop from a biotech industry and the seeds from that crop are sterile and can't be used the following year. So that particular farmer has to purchase a whole new batch of seeds the next year. And so that causes food dependency upon these industries, whereas for thousands of years, farmers have been saving their own seeds and selecting the best plants and the best seeds from those plants to grow the next year. So here in California, those biotech crops are being dumped on the fast food industry and folks that really can't afford organic. Right now, organic produce is more expensive than conventional produce due to government subsidies with these giant agri-businesses. So it affects disproportionately people of color and people of low income. ¶¶
All I do, the only thing that I know how. Write rhymes and pray for homies struggling. Hope they don't get locked down, cause eventually I swear they want us all to be you and me. Crowd up piled up in a cellar, face down up in the street, and throw away the key, cause they don't wanna let you out the hood. People of color are broke, but whitey gets all the goods. And it's been mutually understood through the ages, they're no longer trying to put prisons in secluded spaces and places, cause in the valley they got them at an arm's length apart, next to the elementary, down the street from the park. They're showing our kids where they're gonna end up before they even start, either resident or employee. What misconception when you celebrate your son or daughter's brand new profession, cause ain't a damn thing correct about corrections. That's a backwards direction when you start having an ill perception of your own. That's why I came to blast the glorification up off that microphone, cause ain't nothing nice about prison life, that's secondhand information. I don't have to go to know about incarceration, trying to chill at home, body filled with aggravation, watching tax dollars jump from bank to corporation, while the church and keys of the earth be committing fornication, fucking us all with no sound of wedding bells, just the closing of jail cells. And that thing called self-hatred, man, is so deeply rooted. To keep the power, they gotta keep the people stupid. We're living in the age of AIDS, you know the devil employs Cupid. Plus religion's like a box of Wheaties on sale for the lowest price. Instead of Michael Jordan, they got Jesus Christ. The purchase of the product, yeah, just might save your life. But then again, there's a truth, we all know it's hard to face it. They want us all on lockdown and wearing ankle bracelets, monitoring our movements at all hours of the day. Ayo, K00, I think it's time to set it straight.
They're trying to prove we human beings by non-violent means. Since black and brown were slaves, a display of wealth and esteem. Now it seems we chase material things, forgot about how these motherfuckers made a great grandmother scream as they strung our grandfathers through streams. With smiles on their faces and their eyes was a gleam. Yo, looking like these entities talking about all their cream. Oh, I'm still talking about the payback given that 1989 dream. Know what I mean? Props to crews that stay true. TV cam, Paris, diggable planets, in the crew. Yo, you don't know me, but I know you. I'd like to say thanks for that fucked up part of my life you saw me through. When I learned my life wasn't based on fun things. And the revolution ain't a revolution if Nike's the one that's funding. I doubt Che or Malcolm would have ever went for that, or they'd be alive right now doing billboard advertisements for IMAX. Feel me, local, if it don't apply, let it fly. But if it flips your gut, try to see my point with your third eye. Cause it's a thin line between the eluded and the illusion. Can't be talking revolution, siding with the institution. Wanna breathe clean air, fight against that air pollution. Let me ask you, what's my people's problem? What's the solution? A little upheaval, a little scuffle with evil, a little bit of getting daring with these devils like Knievel, baby.
Daily brain homicide. Children pouring liquor for homies, no longer at their side before they're old enough to smoke. Vote, hit the clubs or drive. See these rhymes reflect the times in which I'm living. Take it how you want, embrace it or just dismiss it as opinion. So many talk about paying dues, they whine, they cry and shout. And when they put the mic down, they put the spoon back in their mouth. It's kind of scary. Am I to believe that being broke is hereditary? Keep them all down by all means necessary. This ain't hard to comprehend or even to explain, cause in California every single day it rains cocaine and crack. In the Bahamas is where the devil's getting back. Living fat, concerned about work, he got your children doing that. And now these rich little brats wanna try to make ghetto rap. This shit is whack. The worst part is, even if I owned a gap, I wouldn't know who to shoot or even who to point it at, cause it ain't no particular person, a place or a time. The enemy I'm facing, it's that twisted state of mind. I'm trying to do it with these rhymes every chance that I get, but yo, doing it independent is gonna take a minute.
I come off sounding rash, yo, you gotta forgive me. I got a whole generation out here that's trying to outlive me. Cause bald heads on every block in my city, they got a gun talking about what set you from. I'm always on the run, blending that shit on the international monetary fund. Cause they be steady baking cakes while we be killing over crumbs. The devil on this planet, a corporate regime. They give the money not to countries, but to the war machine. Called NATO, military alliance, 17 nations, 10 heads, 7 crowns. Check your book of revelations. 1976, hepatitis vaccination was the injection of HIV into populations of gays, junkies, round
2000 to blast. 6 years later, we had AIDS and a shitload of crack. Pat on the back to the chair of the United Nations, the American Red Cross and World Health Organization. That's the answer to the Earth's overpopulation, and for those of us who make it, incarceration. Now they ask, is my art form ready for simple-minded Caucasians? Like rock and roll was ready for Elvis staging invasion. We'll boycott you like Chavez, and we'll evade you like Asada, and expose you like Malcolm X, overthrow you like Che Guevara. And bet your ass, I'll be that last soldier standing in the mountains of Southern Cali, ammunition in my hand, my man. You know what I'm saying?
That was La Paz, a Latino hip-hop trio whose uplifting raps are laced with social consciousness. Next we hear Metal talking about community gardens, Starhawk on really, really free markets, and Luke explaining the role of biotechnology as a weapon of warfare.
The community garden was seen as a way not only of giving the activists that were involved in the mobilization something constructive to do and a way for them to connect with the earth and sort of literally ground themselves, but it was also, you know, a fantastic way of showing the community that we're not scary individuals that you wouldn't want to see in a dark alley. It's like, hey, we're gardeners, and we're people that want a better earth, and we're people that believe in local neighborhoods being able to provide for themselves, and community gardens are a great step towards that.
Can you explain for the listeners what the idea of the really, really free market is and where it's been in practice before?
The first one we did was in Miami when we were protesting the free trade area of the Americas back in November. And we decided, you know, they always talk about the free market, that we'd set up a really free market, a really, really free market where everything was free. And we had a park in Miami where a lot of homeless people hang out, and we did outreach to them and made sure that they felt okay about it and set up our market there with free food and free medical care and free legal advice and free massage and free entertainment, and people read poems and other people played music. We had a healing space. We had a trauma counseling space. We had free art that people gave out and all kinds of wonderful things. And it was a really beautiful, wonderful event.
You've been organizing biodev protests or counter-demonstrations to the biotech industry for years now. Do you find that it's easy to get people out to these protests, or difficult, specifically around the topic of biotechnology?
Well, I think for a long time, the way that genetic engineering was presented in the United States by some of the groups that were working on it was actually kind of pretty different to the way it was presented in other countries. I think it was mostly presented as a sort of technical food safety issue here in the United States, whereas, you know, for a lot of people, it's equally a human rights issue, it's an issue to do with agriculture as a weapon of warfare, and so on. And I think this awareness has actually gradually been seeping in a lot more in the United States. Last year, we had a protest at the U.S. government's biotech ministerial that happened in Sacramento. There was essentially an attempt for the United States government to gather support for its position on global agricultural development. And the reason it was trying to do this is because in the run-up to the WTO meeting that was going to happen in Mexico, the U.S. knows that the place where these free trade agreements are all falling apart is essentially on agricultural agreements, because the poorest countries in the world know that they're being screwed by the free trade agreements, in particular when it comes to agriculture, because they were told that agriculture is where they were going to be able to compete. And yet what we actually have happening is the U.S. and other richest countries telling the rest of the world that they're not allowed to subsidize basic food products for the poor. They're not allowed to prioritize feeding their own populations. They have to grow cash crops for export in order to service their international debt. So while the countries of the Global South are not allowed to subsidize their poor farmers, the United States and the European Union subsidize agricultural exports to the tune of billions of dollars a day, which we then dump in international markets, sold below the costs of what it costs, say, for example, in Mexico, a Mexican farmer to produce corn, and, you know, pushes people off the land and so on. So there's all these double standards and reasons why agriculture is so contentious. And what happened in Sacramento that was a new development in terms of genetic engineering protests is I think people really got it, that agricultural agreement and agricultural development policy is just as deadly as a cruise missile or an M16. 25,000 people die every day from hunger. That's a lot more than are being killed even in the disgusting wars that we're seeing. And genetic engineering is really a key part of that vision, you know, which basically will further enable corporations to gain a stranglehold on global agricultural markets.
Thank you for listening to the 2004 Reflection Edition of Indie Newswire. The compilation you just heard about the Reclaim the Commons mobilization, which took place June 3rd through 9th in San Francisco, features the voices of Metal, Starhawk, Christopher Peace, and Luke Anderson. It also features the music of Against Me, Seize the Day, Ryan Harvey, and La Paz. My name is Bradley, and you are listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz and the Critical Mass Radio Network.